Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, and tomorrow, for a couple of days, we'll be reading...
And the day after tomorrow.
And the day, that's right. It's an epic. It's a three-day story. So, yes, we'll be reading a story, and it's a French story. Well,
right.
It's a story from France, but we'll be
right.
reading it in English.
Thank
so
God.
Don't worry about that. But it is actually an old French story, and I have to admit... I'd never heard of this story before.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's some famous French stories out there. The Three Musketeers
of course,
or Les Miserables.
Oh, of course.
Or something like that. But this one, I've never heard of. And you know what?
To tell
the truth, I've never heard of the writer either.
Oh, okay.
So it's all new to me and it's hopefully all new to you guys. But yes, it's a three-day story. So what do you say we... Get into it.
Let's do that. Let's check it out.
Let's go.
Nobody's Girl. One day, a small cart approaches the city of Paris, France. A donkey is pulling it. Inside, a sick woman is sleeping. A 13-year-old girl sits in the cart. Her name is Perrine. Perrine's father died a long time ago, and she wants to find help for her sick mother. Perrine has no money for a hotel room, so she has to stay on a farm. However, she can't pay for medicine.
Will you help me?
Perrine asks the owner of the farm.
We can sell your donkey,
says the owner, and Perrine agrees. Sadly, Perrine's mother doesn't get better. She will die soon and leave Perrine all alone.
Word power!
Donkey. Donkey. A young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it. A young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it. Sick. Sick. Ralph is sick, so he didn't go to work today. Ralph is sick, so he didn't go to work today. Agree. 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 Agreed. Agreed. Nellie agreed to help me with my math homework. Nellie agreed to help me with my math homework. Leave. 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 Left. Left. George left the window open all night because he was hot. George left the window open all night because he was hot. Cart. Approach.
All right, so as we mentioned, it's a French story,
right?
So you're probably not too surprised to find that it takes place in France.
Right.
And that's what we learn in the first sentence. It says, one day, a small cart approaches the city of Paris, France. Of course, everyone knows Paris, the largest city and the capital of France.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the most popular city for tourists
in
the whole world.
True.
But these days, most people there would get around by bus or metro, train.
By carts.
Car, possibly. Car.
Right.
But probably not by cart.
Yeah.
That's old.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, 我们来看一下今天的课文，它是一个三天的故事哦，所以是在哪里呢？在法国。所以一开始课我们就看到，这个有一天，这个一辆这个运货的小马车靠近法国的巴黎市，其中的 cart 就是刚刚 Mike 在说，我们应该现在没有人搭乘是用这个的吧？因为它通常是二轮或是四轮的运货的马车或是牛车有可能哦。那它我们刚刚有看到 approach 这个动词就是接近啦临近的意思， So is it a cart ridden by a horse? Or?
Well, carts can be pulled by horses,
right?
But carts are kind of famous for being pretty simple and pretty slow. So you don't need a horse, and we find that actually it's a different kind of animal pulling this cart. I'm betting it's not very fast.
Okay.
But we read a donkey. Yes, a donkey is pulling it. And then it says, inside, a sick woman is sleeping.
Ooh,
this is getting much more serious
Right,
now.
Okay. So, 接着我们看到这个故事还蛮特殊的。他说，一头驴子拉着这辆马车哦，应该它不是马车，它应该是驴车。那车里面呢，一名生病的女子正在睡觉。A donkey.
That's right. A donkey is pulling the cart, and a donkey is our word power word. It's spelled D-O-N-K-E-Y. Donkey.All right, so yes, since donkey is an animal, I probably don't have to tell you that this is a noun. It's an animal. A donkey, well, it's kind of like a horse, but they're usually smaller and slower and more stubborn. But donkeys are also known for being very tough, for being able to carry a lot of weight a long way,and for being able to climb very steep mountains and things like that. So, not as cool as a horse maybe, but in some ways more useful. Donkeys are usually gray or brown, and they go ee-aw, ee-aw, like that. They're also, as I mentioned, famous for being stubborn. If the donkey wants to stop and you pull on the rope, the donkey might just say, no, I'm not going anywhere.But when it does go, donkeys can be very useful and, as I mentioned, very strong. For example, a young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it. A young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it.
A donkey, okay, 是驴呢 It kind of looks like a horse.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that donkeys are quite popular in cartoons, like Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, and of course, Donkey in Shrek.Yeah, 史瑞克里面大家有没有发现那个驴子就叫做 donkey. That's just the name of the donkey. Donkey.
That's
how
right.
How easy it is. Okay, 那 Eeyore, 就大家应该都知道小熊维尼里面有一只驴子啊所以大家应该不陌生吧。Okay, 那我们回到刚刚的例句提到就是一名年轻男子骑着一头驴子上面装载了一些袋子哦。I've never been on a donkey before.
No, I don't think I have either. It looks like it might be a little bit uncomfortable.
I know.
Yeah.
It's probably too small as well.
That's right. But if you're pulling a cart, that's a great animal to have.
Okay.
And in this case, the donkey needs to be pulling that cart maybe as quickly as it can.
Right.
Because we read that there was a sick woman lying in the back. And sick...is our next word power word. This is an adjective, and it's spelled S-I-C-K. Sick is an adjective we use to talk about when something is wrong with your body, when you're not feeling well. Usually when we're sick, we might also say the word ill. If you're sick or ill, that's about the same thing. But usually when we're sick or ill, we have a virus or a fever or a disease or something like that. You can be sick with something kind of small, like a cold or a cough, or you can be sick with something much more serious, like cancer or something, in which case you might have to go to a hospital. But we should point out that when you're sick, it means there's something wrong inside your body. If you cut yourself or fall off your bike and break your arm, we probably wouldn't use the term sick there. We might say hurt or injured. So sick is usually when something is happening that shouldn't be happening inside of your body because, as I mentioned, a disease or a virus or bacteria or something like that. But if you're sick, go to the doctor. Maybe they'll help you feel better soon. For example, Ralph is sick, so he didn't go to work today.Ralph is sick, so he didn't go to work today.
Are you kind of sick today?
Well, I don't know if I'm sick, but I might be getting sick. I definitely would say I'm not feeling my best.
Okay.
Not feeling 100%.
Okay, you should go home after this
show. I know.
Don't give it to me. Sick. 就是生病的是个形容词。那当然我们也可以用 ill 来形容生病的。那常常口语我们还可以说我不舒服。这时候你可以说 I'm feeling under the weather.
Exactly.
对，同样也是有不舒服的意思。Or sometimes...You might be at home sick in bed.
Ooh, I hope not.
Or I hope Mike is not sick with the flu. 希望他没有得 flu, 就是流感。好啦，回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Ralph, 他生病了，所以他今天没有去上班。Okay, so sick woman in the cart.
So let's find out what else is happening.
Right.
I just thought of something. If there's a donkey pulling a cart,
right.
and a sick woman lying in the back,Who's driving the cart?
I know.
You need someone to control the donkey, right? So
donkey
what's going
really,
on?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't trust the donkey to find Paris.
Unless he has Google Maps.
Or GPS. Yeah,
right.
Good point. Well, the next sentence gives us a clue. It says, a 13-year-old girl sits in the cart. Her name is Perrine. Maybe she's driving the cart.But she is 13.
Right.
But it is a donkey. They're not very fast.
That's true.
I guess a 13-year-old could drive a cart.
Right, and they need somebody to drive.
That's true.
Okay. So 我们看到课，我们是不知道是不是这个13岁大的女孩叫做 Perrine. Okay, 她是坐在马车里，还是呢，她可能是引导这个方向，因为呢好像呢我们接下来就会看到她们还蛮可怜的哦。Okay, so let's find out more about this.Poor woman and maybe this young girl.
This young 13-year-old named Perrine. Yeah, let's find out about her exactly.
Right.
It says Perrine's father died a long time ago. So sad. And she wants to find help for her sick mother. Ah, okay.
There
so the woman in the back is Perrine's mother.
Yeah.
Perrine is bringing the mother to see a doctor maybe in Paris. And sadly, the husband or the father of Perrine...He's not around anymore.
This
is kind of sad.
Right, okay. 所以原来我们得知就是 Perrine 的父亲很久前就过世了。那他想要为他生病的母亲寻求帮助。这里我们看到的 help, okay? 其实呢我们看到的 help 在这里呢是一个名词哦。所以他可能是想要需要一些帮忙或者甚至于有一个佣人啊一个帮佣啊。像是 help 当作名词就有佣人的意思哦。比方像是 she has a help in twice a week. 他雇佣了一个女佣一周来两次。Okay? Or help can also mean 就是帮忙帮助啊像是 he thanked us,for our help, okay? And of course, help can also be used as a verb.
Absolutely. And since someone's sick, when we say we're looking for help,
right.
in this case, we'd be looking for doctors, hospitals, something like that.
Right.
But if you have a fire in your house, you would want different kinds of help. So help always fits the emergency or the problem that you have. All right, so hopefully they can find some help.
But
there seems to be another problem, another challenge for them.
Uh-oh.
It says Perrine has no money for a hotel room, so she has to stay on a farm.
Wow,
I guess even back then, hotel rooms in Paris were expensive.
Expensive.
So she's doing like an Airbnb.
Okay.
Or a farm B&B.
Farm B&B.
Anyway, I guess she's going to go stay on a farm. Maybe she knows a farmer. Maybe they're just going to kind of sneak into the barn and sleep among the cows or something. But that's sad.
所以他要祈求一些帮忙帮助。但是我们看到接下来他真的蛮困难的因为Perrine 他没有钱住旅馆因此他必须要待到一个农场里面的 a farm. And does she have any money?
Well, they don't have enough for a hotel, we know that, but hopefully they have some, but it seems to be that's not the case. It says, however, she can't pay for medicine. She didn't have a jianbao ka back then. So will you help me? I guess this is Perrine.Asking people to help her, to help her to find somewhere to stay, find a doctor, pay the doctor, pay for the medicine. All of these things would be very expensive.
I know, okay. 所以我们要记得这是在 之前很久以前的巴黎，所以其实呢，可能生活费是非常高。然而呢 ，Perrine 他无法支付这个 medicine 就是药的这个费用，所以 Perrine 就问农场的主人说：“你可以帮我吗？”这里的 pay 我们刚刚提到他付这个医药费哦，这个 pay 就是付钱的意思。For example。He offered to pay for our dinner. Wow, how nice of him. Okay, 他很大方，他说，欸，我来请客，请晚餐。Or sometimes we say this, okay, you get what you pay for. For example, that cheap camera I bought is broken already.
Well, you get what you pay for.
没错，是什么意思呢？就是一分钱一分货。Okay, 因为呢，这个就是表示说，哎，你花多少钱就可能买到多少的东西，就是可能价值，如果你只花三块钱，那东西当然不是很好咯。Okay, 那我刚刚有提到的 help 是当作名词，这里，哎，我们看到 help 就是当作动词来用哦。那当作动词呢，我们可能会指帮忙，同样有帮助的意思，像是 I helped her up the stairs. Okay, maybe she has a broken leg or something like that. 就帮助她上楼。Or help can also mean like calling for help, like 救命啊 ，help somebody call the police. 就是救命啊，大家可不可以帮我叫这个警察 ？And help.还有指有助于什么什么 ，For example, rest、mm-hmm. helps a cold.
It does.
You should go home and rest.
I should.
Okay. Let's get back to the article and find out more about Perrine. They don't have any money for the medicine,
so they can't find anywhere to stay、mm-hmm. in Paris. They found a farm and they're hoping、mm-hmm. they can stay there、mm-hmm. for very little money、mm-hmm. or for free.
Right.
So next we read, Perrine asks the owner.Of the farm,、
right.
probably the farmer. She、mm. asks the owner of the farm, and this is what she asks. We can sell your donkey, says the owner. And Perrine agrees. So she asks them if they could help to sell their donkey, and I guess then use that money、to pay the doctor. So the farmer seems to be happy to help, at least to help sell、the donkey.
Okay, 所以前面他要祈求这个农场主人帮忙，不过这个农场主人就说啦，我们可以卖掉你的驴子哦。Okay, 这时候他可能就可以拿到一些钱。那 Perrine 他就同意了。卖的英文我们可以用 sell 这个字。For example, you can actually sell your clothes, but make sure they're still okay to wear online, okay, which we call them secondhand clothes. 就是你可以在网络上现在可以贩卖自己的衣服，就是二手衣啦。Okay, and we also saw the verb agree, didn't we?
That's right. Agree is a verb and it's spelled A-G-R-E-E. Agree. Okay, to agree is basically to think the same thing as another person or to accept what they are saying. If you're kind of saying yes to an idea, then you're agreeing to that idea. If someone thinks something abouta certain idea or a certain thing, and you think the same way, then you both agree. You both have the same opinion. Generally, we have to use some kind of preposition with agree. We agree with a person. If they say, I like chocolate ice cream, and you like chocolate ice cream too, you would agree with that person. Or if they put forward an idea or a suggestion, hey, would you like to come to my house toeat pizza? I don't know. You could say, yes, I agree to that idea. I agree with you, and I agree to this verb, this idea, this activity that you are asking about. For example, Nelly agreed to help me with my math homework. Thank goodness. Nelly agreed to help me with my math homework.
Can Nelly help me too?
I think she would agree to that as well.
Great. Agree 是什么呢？就是同意，它是个动词。相反词呢，就是 disagree， 前面加 D-I-S。Agree 动词三态的变化很简单，就是 agree, agreed, agreed， 所以后面直接接 d 哦，在过去式跟过去分词。那常常我们在口语会说 I agree with you or I agree with what you say， 就是我同意你所说的，或是 I couldn't agree with you more， OK， 就是我再也同意不过了。OK， 那回到刚刚的例句，就是说呢 ，Nelly 她同意帮助我做这个数学作业哟。
All right, back to the article. Next、mm-hmm. we read, sadly, oh, this is not good. Sadly, Perrine's mother doesn't get better.
No.
So maybe they don't get enough money, they can't see the doctor, mm-hmm. they can't buy the medicine, or, you know, maybe she's just too sick to be helped, but she's not going to get better, she doesn't get better. And then it says, she will die soon and leave Perrine all alone.
No.
So Perrine has no brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles,
nope.
just her mom. And of course, if her mom dies, that will leave Perrine all alone. She'll be by herself.
Okay.
Sad.
So let's take a look at this verb, leave.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. a sad verb in this
right?
case, but it is a verb, L-E-A-V-E, leave. Now, often when we hear the verb leave, we think of going away from a place, right? You leave your home in the morning to go to school or work. But here, we're using it in a different kind of way. When she was left alone, when her mother's death leaves her alone, that means she is in a certain situation. She is in a certain position, and there's not much that she can do to do about it. There's not much control that she has. Because, well, that's just the way life has worked out for her. So you can see that, well, she really can't do much to make her situation better. If someone leaves you somewhere, or if a situation leaves you in a certain way, because of the things that have happened, this is what is going on right now. For example, we could say George left the window open all night because he was hot. George left the window open all night because he was hot.
OK, 接着我们看到还蛮伤心，就是难过的是呢 ,Perrine 的母亲并没有好转，她很快就会怎么样死去，然后留下 Perrine 孤独一人。这里我们有看到 left all alone, leave, 在这里的动词是指时处于某个状态或是位置。它的动词三态变化就是 leave, left, L-E-F-T,left, 所以刚刚我们提到的例句就是指 George, 他因为很热整晚让这个窗户开着。那我们刚刚提到是 left all alone, OK, 就是 all alone, 就是有独自或是孤零零的。For example, the dog was all alone by itself, that's what it means, in the house yesterday.
Oh, that's sad too. Well, while we have a good little cry, let's go to the magic box.
OK. Poor Perrine and the dog.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey。当你很烦，想要一个人独处的时候，你会怎么表达呢？今天就来学一句 ，Leave me alone, leave me alone, 留我一个人吧。这边的 alone 呢，要小心哦，它的拼法是 A-L-O-N-E， 作为形容词使用。解释成单独的、独自的，是 without other people 的意思，跟介系词 along A-L-O-N-G 沿着什么什么是不一样的哦。回到 along， 先来看个例句 ：Joanna went shopping alone. Joanna went shopping alone. 她自己一个人单独去逛街。这边 along 当作自己去做某件事情的时候，可以替换成 by oneself， 也就是之前大家学过的反身代名词的用法。所以刚刚 Joanna 自己去逛街的那一句，我也可以代换成 Joanna went shopping by herself. Joanna went shopping by herself. 另外一句 ，I don't like Steve and I'm not alone in that. I don't like Steve and I'm not alone in that. 我不喜欢 Steve， 而我不是孤单的。意思就是不是只有我一个人不喜欢啦，还有别人这么觉得。有时候呢 ，alone 的前面你也会看到加上一个 all 的用法。表示强调没有任何人在身边，一种孤零零的感觉，像是 It's scary to watch a horror movie all alone in the house. It's scary to watch a horror movie all alone in the house. 一个人在家看鬼片超可怕的，或者是呢 She was all alone in the world. She was all alone in the world. 在这个世界上她只身一人。换你练习啦，试着用 alone 来翻译这一句。你不应该把孩子们单独留在房间里。休息过后，答案马上揭晓啦！拜拜。
The answer is you shouldn't leave the children alone in the room. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we'll play a very quick game of fill in the blanks before we wrap up. Four words, four sentences, four blank spaces, fill them in. All right, for example, I was climbing a mountain and my trusty blank was carrying my supplies.
Oh, is it a donkey?
My trusty donkey was carrying my supplies, but then I had to carry them because the donkey became very blank.
Oh, 一定是生病才没有办法 sick.
It became sick, and you do not want to be near a sick donkey. It was so sick, and it smelled so bad. I really wanted to blank.
Leave.
I wanted to leave and to get far away from my sick and smelly donkey. Mm-hmm. But then the donkey and I, we had a talk and I blanked to take him to the animal hospital.
I agreed
to take my smelly sick donkey to the animal hospital.
So you guys had a conversation like Shrek the donkey.
I speak donkey.
Okay, you speak donkey.
I'm fluent.
I see.Okay, well, we'll be back tomorrow because the story's not finished yet. So we'll find out more about Perrine.
I think we'll have to bring some tissues.
I know.
It's gonna be sad.
Nobody's girl.
One day, a small cart approaches the city of Paris, France. A donkey is pulling it.Inside, a sick woman is sleeping. A 13-year-old girl sits in the cart. Her name is Perrine. Perrine's father died a long time ago, and she wants to find help for her sick mother. Perrine has no money for a hotel room, so she has to stay on a farm. However, she can't pay for medicine.
Will you help me?
Perrine asks the owner of the farm.
We can sell your donkey,
says the owner, and Perrine agrees. Sadly, Perrine's mother doesn't get better. She will die soon and leave Perrine all alone.
Donkey, donkey. A young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it. A young man is riding a donkey with some bags on it. Sick, sick. Ralph is sick, so he didn't go to work today. Ralph is sick.So he didn't go to work today. Agree. 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 Agreed. Agreed. Nelly agreed to help me with my math homework. Nelly agreed to help me with my math homework. Leave. 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 Left.Left. George left the window open all night because he was hot. George left the window open all night because he was hot.
认识字汇
Cart. Approach.